This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We're holding here, I think, Hachof Tes. We were going through Mem Ches Ron Shatoy Nikus Behem, and we were Hachof Tes, I have marked off. The Einu Machzik Toiva La'atzmoy. She Machzik Toiva the Besayif who plays him with the Retaira. He Mishu Oime Masho Eisi Betoyal Fim Mishu Esadin. So if a person is Machzik Toiva La'atzmoy, it means that he's sort of he understands his learning as being something that he's gathering for himself. It's ke'ilu a person l'mashal is I don't know, he's gathering crops. So there's a certain gvul, you know. I gather in X amount of bushels, more, but tachlis there's a gvul to how much I need to, and then I have enough. If the pshat is I have to be mischabit to something else, there's two dehers in it. There's a type of the pshat is this is what I'm supposed to be, or these are acquisitions, these are additions. So machzik toiv la'atzmoy means he feels good that he's doing something more than he needs to. She machzik toiv la'besayif u'paisni v'tayra. Kim shayimik masha isi v'tayra l'finu shos adin. Of them ainu machzik toiv la'atzmoy. V'yimik l'kach noitzel mo'y tayra. Lo'yiv le'hefzik. So a person, the marshal, whenever he does something which he feels it's his duty, Lamash, let's take an example. If someone asks me for a favor, so there's a limit once, twice, three times, dozen times. And there's a gvul because I feel that each time I'm doing the person a favor, I'm doing extra credit. And there's a gvul to how much extra credit a person can be expected to do. But let's say it's a child and I'm taking care of my child. So nobody's going to say, well, you know what? I've gotten up so many nights to for the child, time somebody else gets up for the child. You may or may not feel that way, but what's not going to do it that way? Tachlis, this is who you are. You're the father, you're the mother. So the same thing is true about Torah. You need to have this mid of understanding that the person is a mechuyev. It's not a toisefes to sheikh chayma. It's a chiyuv. He got out there. Again, says kikasha master teva asna shomol b'teira. V'yachshav sheni mechuyev l'omol atteira l'kabel atteira. Kedav sheni mechuyev ein tzarach kol kachal kabbala. Olakach sheni mekabel atteira. Avol mishen emachzik teva l'kach noitza adam shu kemo yizeh. So the pshat is the whole Tzuras Sa'adam is this is my mitzias. This is who I am and what I am. And b'meila the person is a cheftz of a makabel of Torah. Okay, lamid ohuv pirush ohuv al Hashem yisparach v'chein al abrius. So this is not one of the inyanim that you acquire as a result of learning. This is not talking about it's a quality needed for a person to be mekabel Torah. So ohuv pirush ohuv al Hashem yisparach v'chein al abrios. The person needs to be an ohuv. The vadim ena ohuv ben Hashem yisparach le'itin lemitarasei. So this is again going into an understanding of the relationship of the person learning and the Torah is learning. If one understands learning as being up to me, in other words, the mashal, somebody published a work on mathematics, and the person doesn't like me, doesn't care for me, maybe quite even upset at me. But if I get a hold of the book that he published, I can study it and I can know it. It's bechalal not totally in the other person. Is this better, Gershon? Yeah? I don't know.
No more.
What? Do you hear?
Yeah, now I'm here. I'm joining.
So the muscle in a type of studying that is cut off from the person who's teaching. So if I get hold of it, that's fine. But Torah is different. It's besides being an objective body of knowledge, it also is. It's sharing because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate gilui in this world is Chachma. So Torah is something that shares with that Chachma. And B'meila, the person is the person himself only can get it if there's a Ratzon to give it. So if the person is not an Ohuv, then there's not going to be any Ratzon to be Mashpir on the person. So one thing is being oval amakum, and that's something that's understandable. But he also says you need to be oval abrius. So he explains the oval abrius in two ways. One is because that itself is karev to being oval kadosh baruch hu, in line of kol mishruach abrius nechemenu. Then he says a second knach. He says that Torah is given only to klal yisrael as a klal. No matter how much a particular person is a potential mekabel v'Torah, but Torah is given to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, if the person is mafkir himself from Klal Yisrael, or he's not integrated in Klal Yisrael, mitzad his midas, mitzad the person, then there is not going to be a nesinus v'Torah. So that's a much more direct type of understanding of why, if the person is not an Ohuv, he's not going to be Mekabel Torah. Lamed Aleph. Sheyia Oyhev. The Ratzolayme. Sheoyev Hashem Yisbach. So his Girsa is different over here. He points out there's a Girsa in places Oyev Samakim and Oyev Zabrius. He says it just needs to be an Oyev Ratzolayme. Sheoyev Hashem Yisbach V'dovak V'yisbarach. So B'meila, he's saying the same thing as he said before. Before he said it in Ohuv, and now he says it in Oyhev. Again, both of these, Torah itself is a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sharing of that understanding is something which is part and parcel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chibur to the Bria. Two, the person also has to be part of the klal, and because Torah is given to the klal. Now, the first pshat he explains why Torah is given to the klal is simply the schus haklal, or however you want to explain it. Then he says a second knech much deeper. Va'oid kateri asechel asha asechel leproti kasegose klolis. Vima adam nivma brias atru proti en royal asagos asechel asha asagose klolis leproti dozim evo. So he says here a whole nekuda about sechel being kloli and the person has to be called, and so on. So let's understand a little bit what he means over here. In this world, in the world we live in as physical beings, we are toifis each prat on its own. Lamashal, I have in front of me a table. So with my hands, I can grab the table. I have a chair. I can grab the chair. Now, whatever it is that I put my hands on, or my eyes, or my ears, whatever it is always a prat. That's the metzius. It's a very defined entity. When I speak of things that are abstract, conceptual, I speak of a klal, lemashal, the tables. What are tables? They're not the exact same thing multiplied over. So lemashal, a baby is teifis each thing for itself. A bal chai, depending on level of the bal chai and so on, is teifis each chayfitz, what he sees and so on. So for a baby, if he gets, I don't know, if he hits himself, he hurts himself on the table, like he was crawling and he bangs himself against the table, he's not going to have a heckish to other tables as well. You have to be a little older to make that heckish. Anytime you make these hekeshim, you're be'etzem being oimed on a klal as opposed to a prat. You're saying tables, chairs, or you get a little older, furniture. The same thing, you see a dog, you see a particular dog, then dogs are meaningful. Then all sorts of dogs, then wolves and foxes and are similar to dogs. The person's tfisa seichel is a tfisa klolis. It makes statements about a klal. I mean, Aristotle, when he pointed out, you know, his two mahalchim of reasoning, inductive or deductive reasoning, included that. Then inductive reasoning means I'm from the prat. I build out a klal and I make a statement about the klal. A person sees three dogs, four dogs, and a bark. So the person says, I understand that dogs bark. That's the metzias of a dog. So the tfisa and havana of seichel and chachma is always klaliistic. The more a person is conus in his own metzias. Lemashal, every person has how he's teifis certain things. If I don't deher other people's tfisa, or I deher it in a very limited way, that means my seichel and my das is limited. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So if I don't understand both stadim, if I don't deher Beis Shammai Solzad, I can't be machrina that machloikis. It says in the Gemara that the reason why we pass on like Beis Hillel of Beis Shammai is because they were shanu divrei Beis Shammai and they were makdim divreihem. It means that in their thinking, they dehered Beis Shammai's pshat, they thought about it, and they argued with it only after dehering it. So that means in their understanding of the halacha, their koilel, Beis Hillel's, Beis Shammai's tfisa. So just like we paskin like a basroi, because he's koilel the svaras of the kadmoi, when you have an argument between people, being understanding the other tfisas makes you a bigger baal teira than the other person. So being koilel the other havanas, the more a person's havana is narrow, meaning this is the way I understand it, I don't stand any other way. So the person is less shaykh to Torah. Because by its definition, Torah is a klal, and it's makif, and therefore, the person who is not oyos abris in the sense that he can't hear other stadim, so that that person is limited. In dine mamonis, the halacha is after Baal Dvarim finish saying the tainis, the dayan is supposed to chazova and say this person said this and this, and this person said this and this. In other words, his psak has to be a psak that's koilal both stadim together. You wanted to ask something?
Yeah. Is the hadgosha here on Oves Habrius that it's the people, or is it the das of the, like, just the different dais?
So I think it's habaha talia. If your darga is you like the fellow because you hang out at the pizza store together, I don't think it's that relevant to this Indian over here. But the pshat is, I don't have tolerance for people that are bigger kanaim than me, less kanaim than me, see things this way, see things that way. It's more about the essential person, the person's mitzias, tfisa.
Is there a reason why the order is this way around? It would make more sense to me for it first to be an oyev and then to be an ahov.
Right. I would assume that it's easier when a person is, when you are an ahov, it's easier to be an oyev. You're right that that your being an oyev generates ava to you, but I assume it's always easier to be to have somebody pull you in, and people that it's always a vicious cycle or positive cycle. You have people that are out and out with society. Society doesn't care for them, and they feel upset and don't care for society, and society repays them in kind and back and forth. On the other hand, you have people that get along with people. People like them, they get along with them. So, there's always, these things tend to be cyclical. Halamed beis, mesameach ha-samokim, mesameach ha-sabriyas, ki mesameach ha-samokim mitzad malosoi, lekach royu el ha-teira. So what's the difference? I mean, both of them seem to be very, very nice people. Oyev and Mesameach, they kind of are the same by us. So what is the... So he says, the ki Mesameach sa'okim sa'at ma'losik ha'chor ha'toyek ma'shav. V'hef v'sheish ben ohov ben Mesameach sa'amokim sa'at sa'briyas. Ki ohov mitcha oisem ma'isem ha'ritsuyim ala mokim ha'mokim oyev oisei. So he says a very fine distinction between the two. An ohov is somebody who I feel that the other is giving me something. He's being mashpi on me. He's giving me, and that causes me to return av and so on. The simcha is the etzem metzias of that person makes me feel good. You walk down the street and you see kids playing, and it's a very, very, very upbeat atmosphere, and it makes a person besimcha. Simcha doesn't require that. So if I walk by a bunch of kids and they're very upbeat and very happy and playing very nicely, so even though they're not contributing direct anything to me, but it's just a good feeling to be around such people. So ava is a more direct interaction, so to speak. I'm so to speak, react to Hashem Baruch Hu. Simcha is something that is the etzem mitzias. V'chein abriya smechem sheish itam adam bal meile kemoizeh. V'figur roya galken kavateira, galken kemoizeh akor lenemen akreidem elov, v'gantar akreidem elov. So the tachlis is this, in other words, the bottom line is the same in all of them. The person is part of the Metzias Klalos, and Torah is given to the Metzias Klalos, and therefore this person gets Torah. He's more of a candidate to get Torah. But there's a difference between what positive connection is there with anybody else. Ava is an asina. Simcha is just the etzem metzias, is a metzias of simcha. It's like it says in the Evayat Vorm Smechem Kinesinasim Besinai. Whenever something has in itself a quality that evokes positive feelings, that's called simcha. Okay.
Talking here about.
Yeah. You muted yourself, Gershon. You just muted yourself. Unmute yourself.
We're talking about somebody that doesn't yet have Torah, presumably, and this is a kinyan for Torah. So it's shaykh to get to these dargas of Mesamech, Samokim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he's happy he has such a person, even with the person doesn't yet have Torah.
So I think it's like this. I think it's an ongoing mahalach. As a person, obviously a person can learn to a certain degree without all of these inyanim. Here you're talking about being Zaycha Teira Be'ikra, Be'pnimusa, however you want to call it. So there's an ongoing mahalach, a constant mahalach, where the person needs to build qualities in himself that bring him close to Lamala. Or else there's no, there's no Torah. That's probably what he means. Okay, then we have three. Alamid Gimlam Dalu Lam Hez Oyevet Stokis Mesharim Techochis Mipnei Kater Ibnil El Gimisoidis Kisharim Dak Hashem Vyesh Oid Betera Techocha Kimoikam Mitzvis Kashayasa Dovazay Yeshalav Malkis I carb my Misa Golos Vidovazet Techocha The common mitzvah shem tztaka shechayav lechavra vimo lasit tztaka atchele gimel dvaram koyler kol darkei Torah. So these are the three midas, three anhagos, obviously, of chesed, din, and tiferes. So in Torah itself, the person need what he's saying is the oyves that sucks of Hashem is yechachos. If he's lacking in any one of these areas, he's going to be missing a chelak of Torah. So, because the different parts of Torah are coming from different nekudas. You have mitzvahs that are very tough. You have mitzvahs that are very giving. You have the general klal of yashrus. So the person needs to have all of these nekudas. He has to be oyev all of it. If the person is not going to like one aspect of it, he'll end up with knowledge and things like that. But again, a tfisa in Torah is not shaykhtim. If the person doesn't like things that are difficult or whatever it is. So if a person has an issue with any one of these, if a person can't be mekabel the fact that the Torah can sometimes be mechir a person, can be rough on a person, then the person's not going to mekabel it. If a person doesn't understand that in the big picture there's a certain yashrus and everything balances out, again, if a person is lacking an affinity for these midas, somewhere along the line, it's going to reflect itself in Torah. Okay, we'll hold it over here.